Dan Collins was the reporter there in Peru. And Ramon Goni Santala is our reporter up in Pennsylvania, USA, with another case study. He went deep underground into an abandoned mine there, a place where a multinational company called Iron Mountain stores millions, billions of bits and bytes of information. Ramon went to meet the man in charge of operations below the surface, and his name is Chuck Doughty.
Back in 1951, we had the advent of the nuclear bomb. And both private sector and the federal government determined that putting records underground was a safe and secure way of protecting them. What I'd like to do is take you inside and show you some of the unique features.
Okay, let's go.
As the online world grows, businesses need to build ever larger data centers like this one where we are, and that's driving a huge rise in energy demand. In America alone, there are now well over 10 million servers, accounting for almost 2% of the country's entire electricity consumption.
How do you keep this cold?
Good question. So these units actually create cold air. So they take the hot air from the top, create the cold air using a chilled water cooling system.
Noisy, huge air conditioners occupy valuable room and consume electricity 24/7.
You gotta buy expensive cooling units that are designed just for a computer room. Okay, now let's go back over to 48.
Room 48 is where Iron Mountain has realized Mother Nature can do a better job of keeping all these servers cooler than machines can.
So what we've done, no raised floor. We've exposed all of the cold surfaces. So if you feel the floor, it's 55 degrees, 60 degrees. So it's able to actually absorb heat. So the hot air, not only does it go up into the return plenum, into the ducts and gets taken out of the room for cooling again, but that surface, because there's limestone on the other side, 55 degrees. We're gonna use the underground water that we have, but we're also gonna use mine air, which would just be like a nice ocean breeze. The neat thing about that, Mother Nature doesn't fail. That 55 degree air will be 55 degree air forever.
So from that very noisy and a bit warmer room over there to this one over here, what's the percentage of energy you're saving, approximately?
That's a tough question. We're probably 40, 50, 60% more efficient over here.
Ramon Goni Santala, the reporter there. I make no judgment as to the relative merits of those two approaches, the pipes and the plumbing or planting trees.